two final tests. We did Sif Beis, the long Sif. We did the Mechaber, and we're starting to do the Mishnah Berurah. Adam.
Yes.
Do you remember where we're at in Sif Beis and Mishnah Berurah?
Yeah, I just need to get my place. One second.
Okay, that sounds good. Okay, so Katan Yud Ches. So the Shulchan Aruch brought it, right, we're going in the sheet of the Rambam. If you have a Shinim Malkum, which the person leaves his place, so that requires a bracha chrono on the previous what he's eaten until that point, and new bracha shana when he comes back, even to the point he would have to bench. And when he comes back, start anew with a new hamotzi. Then we said in Sif Beis, but if he left a group behind, there was a group eating, and some people stayed, so they maintain the kviyas, and then you do not have to start over again. But then he repeated his points. But kufayin ches, page 161, I guess. Okay, so then if he did not leave a group there, so before they leave, they say bracha on what they ate before. When they come back, they should say bracha l'chafkila. And then he said, v'chein, this applies if they were mesumen lishtois or lechol peiris. So what is he saying on that? Yudhkes, v'chein im hoyo, ashrinim, the gab is mahani, hiniyach mixes chaberim, come up as soon as pas. So the chiddush over here is not only by a meal of bread, if you had a group and some people stayed in the group, that it's sufficient, but you're just eating, just shirking together, or just eating fruit together, and some people walk out. If some people stay behind, according to the Rambam, that will maintain your kaviyas. You do not need a new bracha chrono what you ate before. You do not need a new bracha mishana when you come back to the group, which is still seated there. So Rambam says because a person mishana makamai is pasuk achilasa, the eating is ended. This is worse than the case of Hesach Adas, which we'll see later on. So according to the Rambam, changing your place is worse than Hesach Adas. Hesach Adas, you were Messiah Adas, so the bracha Rishono that you said before can't work for the food which you're going to continue to eat because you lost that connection. But it's not a new meal that you not must say bracha Chrono on what you ate before. But over here, when you're Mishana Mokum, that ends the meal totally. So therefore, you need to have Bracha Chrono on the previous meal, and when you continue eating, that's a new meal which requires a Bracha Mishana. Okay. Therefore, the Fikach of Mavorach Hainu Kishalabir Bracha Chrono Kadam Sheitziyosim Mavorach Ata Kishachozik Kamalim Pask Lebesafalif. Now, so really, you should say the Bracha before you leave. But if you did not say the Bracha Chrono before you left, when you would come back, you would say the Bracha Chrono and on the previous meal, according to the Rambam, then you would say the Bracha Bisharno on the act of continuing. So a case of bread, they should have benched before they walked out, but if they didn't, they'll come back in. An example of Chara, they went out to greet the Chosin, or the Kalo, so they step outside, they come back in, everybody has to bench, and then say no Amotzi. So then you say bracha chrono l'mafreya, and then you say no bracha rishana. But say ain tzarich lachshav l'mekama dafka al yochel bracha filu b'malkam hasheni. Now, if it's not bread, you don't have to go back to the original place. The rak bepas mitzvos of the kol yama lachshav l'bracha b'malkam because the kamam is safe. By bread, the lachas you're supposed to go back to where you came from. But if the other items, like we're talking about here, peiros etc., you do not need to go back to that place. Now, if however you're being Mishana Mokum, not outside, but from Pina Lepina, Bebaya Sechad. Now, the Losh of Shulchan Aruch was Pina Lepina, Bebaya Sechad. One corner to another corner in one bias. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that the word bias does not mean a house, it means a room. Pierce for cheder echod. Vayamak shesal the birlocha, but dibur maskel b'bayis. So in general, the usage over here that there's this long birlocha, which is actually on the previous page. There is an opinion as long as it's in the same building. That's also okay. The Rambam is not going with the Shulchan Aruch. Not going with that. The Shulchan Aruch only holds it's acceptable, but it's in the same room. So there, if a person would go from one part of the room to the other part of the room, even if it's quite distance away, and it's dark, you do not need to say bracha achrona on what you ate before. You do not need to say bracha rishon on what you're eating now. You're not coming back to the original spot. You move to the other end of the hall. It's a big room. You moved all the way across the other side. You do not need to make any new brachas. There's a natural shinim makom. It's not considered a different place. You can't even see the original place where you were eating before. There's something blocking your vision of it. For example, the oven. All right, so it's a large room, but it's the same room. It's one room, so it's not shinim makom. Then the Shulchan Aruch gave an example of ochel, the person ate while he was seated on one side of a tree. Whether you're eating bread, whether you're eating the fruits of the tree, and then he moves around to the other side of the tree. So Sarach Lavarach, you need to make a new bracha. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabura says that this halacha of the Shulchan Aruch, that by moving from one side of the tree to the other requires a new bracha, because you can't see the original spot. Okay, now, so the Mishabura, there's no fence, it's not a fenced in area, it's just a tree, a freestanding tree. Let's say the area is fenced in, and you move from one side of the tree to the other, you're staying within the same room, because the area is all fenced in. But if it is one heck of Afshain Roya Makaimai, Ain Sarach Lavarich, the Khosh Kal Mokamech, Kamasha Kotzablia Bashina Makaimai Bekadarecha. The same way you say one room from one side of the room to the other, even though you cannot see from one side of the room to the other side of the room, is called the same place. The same thing is true outside. In one large corralled area, one large fenced area, even though you move from one side to the other and the tree is blocking, but you do not need a new bracha. Now, so over here, this was in a case where it was mukaf. The case of the Shulchan Aruch was a case where it was not mukaf, it was not surrounded. Now, so the Mishra of Ayin Lekamon, Mesif Gimel, Lin Me'ilin Ilon, we talk about moving from one tree to another tree, even inside of a heck of mechitzas, but you're making your makam in this other tree. You know, you died to Mashas Bracha Lechol Gavni, Marobah Shal Ilan, Yesha Rande Mahani Uchol Gavni. Now, getting back to the case over here, when you made the original Bracha, you planned to move from originally to sit on the east, then move to the west, or vice versa. Even though there's no Hekev, even though it's not surrounded, but since it's all one tree, and you had intent for that purpose, so that's okay. Okay, so that's all the approach of the Rambam. Comes the Rambam, says, so some people argue every single point of what we said until now. So Mishabura says over here like this, there's two arguments. Number one, that which the Rambam said, that no matter what you're talking about, you must first say a bracha achrona on what you ate before, and then a bracha mishana on what you're continuing to eat. They disagree with that. You do not need a bracha achrona. You did lose your original bracha that because you were interrupted by stepping out, so you need a new bracha mishana, but you do not need to say bracha achrona. It's like the meal ended, then you must first bench on the first meal or say bracha achrona on the first meal and then start over again. No, it's one meal, but the bracha is limited to as long as you're in that place. So the meal is a meal, but the bracha is limited, so you need a new bracha mishana. It's like you were Messiah Daz, you lost focus. But hold on to the bracha, because you're within the meal, you're basically holding on to the bracha by being aware that you're planning to eat. The person got involved in a conversation. And even though he did not do Shini Malkum, but he got involved in a real conversation. He had a real, you know, nowadays you can imagine a good political fight, right? 45 minutes later, he says, oh yeah, we're in the middle of a meal. Let's eat something. So he needed a new bracha Rishonah. So Shini Malkum is the same thing as Hesach Hadas, according to this opinion. Now at the Rambam.
So hold on. Forgive me.
Well, let me just finish the sentence. Okay. Well, Cain, bracha chorda oilo al shneim. So therefore, I can use the bracha chorda, which you say at the end of the final eating, goes back on both meals. On all of the eating, because it's not two meals, it's one meal. But you need a new bracha rishonah, because you lost your focus. You're not holding on to the bracha rishonah anymore by your hesek hadas. So that's the first point that they argue about. That's the first argument that they have, is that. Yes?
So forgive me, I had to walk out because of the phone call, and I missed some stuff, obviously, but if let's say I'm eating a meal and it's a weekday, and in the middle of the meal I get a phone call and I have a 45 minute conversation about politics or whatever else. So when I'm done with that, do I also have to make another bracha rishona?
The very basic answer is yes. So we'll see that's not always true, but we'll get to those halachas. Yeah.
But I mean, so then if you make the bracha when you don't, so now you're making a bracha levitala, no?
We'll get to the details. I'm saying we're just wetting our feet in the sugya, but yes, there is such a conceptually yes. We'll see limitations.
In other words, if you make the extra bracha when you shouldn't, it's a bracha levatala.
Correct. Okay, begam sir lehu. So that's the first argument that this opinion has on the Rambam, on the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, is that there's no requirement of bracha achrona. There's only requirement of bracha rishonah. Second argument is the Rambam applied this to bread. The Gamz Shesorach Bracha Rishonah who rock ba'emid besudas peiros of mashkin. According to this opinion, no. It's only if the meal was just a meal of fruits or drink. Take a betziyosa chutz with pesach beis and nifsikas sudasa. So that is not such a significant meal. So as soon as you step out, Tomas Shinim Malkum over here. As soon as you step out, you lost your meal. Imloy hiniach shal mixes chaverim. Unless some people stayed there. He stepped out to go to the bathroom, and they had an outhouse. So, according to the Mishabura says that would be, according to this opinion, that's called stepping out. But by bread, so the Rambam said even applies even to bread. Says, no. So this the Rambam brings opinion. He says no, that's not true. Bread does not require even a bracha rishonah when you come back. You did not leave anybody there. You stepped out. You do not require a bracha rishonah. Now, we're not talking about hesek hadas. We're talking about shini malkum. You stepped out. So a person in the middle of, he's did not wash for supper. He had some chicken. He had some meat. He had some vegetables. And his neighbor says, would you mind stepping, come over for a minute, I want to show you something. You step out of your house and go to your neighbor. So you come back. You have to take a new bracha rishonah, according to the Rambam. Let's say you washed. In that situation, you had washed, you step out, you shouldn't step out, but if you did, you would not need a new bracha rishonah.
And it doesn't matter how much time elapsed?
According to the Rambam, so for the psak of the Rambam, which is the way the Ashkenazim follow, for Eshahakol or Adama or Ha'etz, you just step out. You don't even go to the neighbor. You just step out, you go off your porch.
Bathroom.
You go out, No, out of the building.
Oh, out of the building.
Right. You step out into the front yard, you come back and you need a new bracha rishonah. According to the Rambam, eat my bread, you need a new bracha rishonah. According to the Rambam, you need the bench first when you come back in, and then a new bracha rishonah. The Rambam says 2 points we argue on. We say, no, you don't need a new bracha, you don't need a bracha rishonah. And even that, only by shahakol ha'etz adama, but not by pass.
Or
Mimine Dogan or Mazarnas. Well, this is a suit of a Yitzia, but in Sarah Afrocha Rishonah. Kilo Shinim become a cloud, Emosh Sea of Dite, Melech Oid, unless he's Messiah Das. If the person was stepped out and got involved in a conversation, and you know, after half an hour, so he's there, I'm in the middle of my meal, I gotta go back, so he's Messiah Das, that's they need a new Brocha Rishonah. Okay, so they argue on this point, number one. Then, even by Paris or those type of things or Mashkin, if you left somebody there and you stepped out, it works. There's a group there eating, and some people stayed. Not everybody stepped out. Filo echod. Even if one person stayed, everybody else left. There's 10 people, one person stayed, 9 people walked out. So the meal hasn't ended. There was only drinking or only just eating peiris, but he's still there and he didn't step out. So everybody comes back and does not need a new bracha. Then he said,
when we say peiris,
what?
When we say peiris, do we mean except for the Sheva Minim or even the?
We'll see even the Sheva Minim. Okay. Okay, but if the items are things which, now, so what's the defining element? Defining element is items which we require bracha bim kaima. So what's bracha bim kaima? It means there are certain halachas that of items which, you when you step out, you have to come back to that place to say the bracha achrona. If that's true, so even though you stepped out, since you must go back to that place to say the bracha, this is like you haven't really left. So therefore, stepping out is not considered a hafzik. As opposed to items which when you leave, you do not need to say the bracha achrona in that place. So that means that stepping out is an interruption. This only works if you ate a kazayas already. A person, somebody called him and said, once, says how much he eats one bite and steps out. He didn't eat a kazayas yet. So there's no dinner mechayes the mekarma because he didn't eat a kazayas yet. Then dinner by Paris, do I insert the baruch acharav? Mele miyachi yotzel chud sarach bracha rishana afshechaz the mekarma. So by case of bread, when you wash, if you did not eat a kazayas yet, it's the same thing as eating Paris. When you walk out, you lost your meal. If you left somebody else eating there, you leave somebody else eating there. But if you stepped out, relying on the fact that it's bread, so if I come back in, I don't have to start over again. That's not true. You'd have to start over again with a new bracha rishana. So therefore, since the Mishabur already said before, we already pointed out nowadays we do move from cheder to cheder. It's a normal thing, but they used to basically stay put. Therefore, even from one room to another room in the building, a person should not move according to Mishabur until he had a gelisa kazayas. Okay.
So if you start your meal in the dining room and then you discover that the Super Bowl is on and you go into another room to watch the Super Bowl, that's okay.
I would not be able to say that phrase, that's okay. Okay. There once was a person who was very ill, deathly ill, and they passed him, the doctor said he has to eat from a trefa animal. For his life threatening. So he said, fine. He says, okay, but I want a shechted. I have to eat a shechted, but I should at least have a shechted. So, okay, so I went to the shechted. The shechted says, fine, he got a trefet knife, and he's a shechted animal. So I want you to check for trefus. Check the lungs. Good. So he checks the lungs, and he finds a question on the lungs. He goes to the Rav. The Rav says, listen, I'm telling you it's not a problem, but I can't say kosher on this animal. So you have your answer on that, okay? Okay.
You're not gonna give an answer.
Shohoya oichol, right? Fine. Shohoya oichol. So the remark continues. Therefore, he says, therefore, a person was eating, and he interrupted his meal and went to a different house. Or he was eating, and somebody called him to step out, and he stepped out of his house. Mr. says, there's nothing new that he said in this line. There's nothing new. Everything is, so why did he write it? The point he wants to say is that since the Shulchan Aruch said in Sif Aleph that when you come back, you must say a bracha achrona. And what you ate before, he's saying, no, you don't need a bracha achrona. So he uses the exact same lashon the Shulchan Aruch used and says, no, you do not need a bracha achrona before you continue. You might need a bracha rishona, but you do not need a bracha achrona. Okay. So if it was bread, in the case of bread, you would not need anything, bracha rishona or bracha achrona. Then he said, but if you're Messiah Das, you need a new bracha rishona. When you finish eating, you'll say benching for everything. And there's no chiluk, you're lamed aleph, vein chiluk. So Mishabur says Aleh. Okay, this is going back on the not on the case of Pas, but on the halacha. Not that you left somebody there. There's nobody there. So, but it's so much. It needs bracha and karmen. It's bread. So you must go back to that place. Okay. Vashin and Daaf kishem asayim sudasiv and mokum acher gam kani tzarch levarach. The masmach suda rishana oichel. So let's say I wash and I eat in one place. Then I leave that place and I go to somewhere else. So, so even though you're finishing off the meal in another place, you do not need a new bracha rishonah because it's bread according to the Ramah, and the bread does not require a new bracha rishonah when you continue to eat in the second place, and then you bench there. So that you do not need a new bracha rishonah on that situation. But if it wasn't bread, it was just fruit, or drinks, we said, well, if you leave people there, it works. It's continuation. That's only if you go back to where that original place. So bread can hold on to itself even in a new place. That halacha that we're saying when by fruit or drinks, if you leave some people in the group behind, so then you do not need a new bracha rishona. That is only true. If you go back to the original place. Or you finish your meal somewhere else, same Sados Alam Abeis, Vim Ocho Shom Gam Pas, Gam Shom Pas, Bevor Besifdal, Bevor Shom Bechus Mosin, Kim Shom Mosin, Sados. So we'll discuss where you bench. If you eat bread in the second place, you will bench there. If you eat no bread in the second place, you have to go back to the first place to bench.
But if you ate what came with the bread, that's not good enough for you to bench in the second place? You have to mamish eat bread?
Correct. Okay. Now, therefore, we do agree that a person should not be erkim imkarmen b'le bracha. But chachilo yakar, it's a learner. Lama gimel. After I've been to sudas pas, so we say we're talking about bread, which the loch is when you come back, you do not need a new bracha rishana. So we're saying the fact that you step out is not considered an interruption. So if it's so, maybe it's more to the chachilo than to do that. Says no. He's in the middle of Sudas Pas. Ritz Alot says, Amanas Lachs or Belechel Levorach. He's stepping out with a plan to come back to this place, eat some more, and then bench. There's a way to Matzuk Shum Bracha B'Yitziosus. He does not need to say Bracha bench before he leaves. He does not need to say Bracha Hashem when he comes back. But Mikamacha Machachil Al Yetzeh, but don't do it Lachachil. Why not? The Chashir and Shem Yishkach Lachs or Belechel Levorach. We're afraid he might not come back. And bench, oh sheyisha sheyirav biyafse birchas mosin legamri, or he might step out for too long and then lose his right to bench because he now is hungry already again. Fine. V'imazvinu lo lechol pas b'malkam acher. However, if they're inviting him to eat bread in the second place, those are shayach haichashosh. You're not worried about him not being able to bench because he's eating bread. Right, if he steps out, you know, he's not eating anymore, he has to come back here to, you know, so we're afraid until he comes back, he might come back too late. But if, however, he'll eat bread somewhere else, so maybe over there it's mutter. Even there you should not leave the chachila. Now, why not? What's wrong with that? Why? The rak b'di yavid, k'shekar yotza. That which you may continue to eat in the second place, based on your original hamotzi, is only if you did it. It's not a chachila. And then you're allowed to eat there and bench there. The gam shom makam, because that's his place. It's also the work when makam shalchu kadam sheyetze. But it really would be proper to bench where you are before you leave. And then, if you want to have a new meal, have a new meal. If, however, When you said on Mitzvah, you intended to start out in one place and then continue eating your meal in the second place. That was your original intent. Then, so you have two places for this meal. You have where your beginning of your meal in one place and you have the end of your meal in another place. That was the arrangement. Then it's mutar chachil to leave.
It's like the sukkah. You know, if it's going to rain or something.
Well, so the case of the sukkah, if you know it's going to rain, so that would be true. In case you don't know there's going to rain, so then you really would have this issue. Really be better to bench before you leave the sukkah. And this works not only from one room to another room, but it works even from one building to another building. The plan to eat, start your meal in building A, and then continue it in building B. That works even to two different buildings. Lechatchila, if that was your intent, so I don't know exactly what they used to do. It sounded like they would start the meal out at home, and then they would go join the Sudas Nesum afterwards. So that was the plan. They're going to start a meal here, and then you're going to leave here and go and join the Sudas Nesum. Chassidim, they start their meal at home, and then they go to the Rebbe, and they finish off the meal by the Tish. So that's the Chatkila, the original tent. So that...
Sheva Baraka sometimes people invite people for dessert.
Right, so a lot of times people, they bench at home and then they come over, right. So, but if that was their intent, yeah, they could do that. But they actually pass in the second place.
They should eat pass.
If they only pass in the second place, they can't bench in the second place. It wasn't the makom of Achilles pass. So even Bidi Abba, they should have to go back to where they came to, the halacha, you can bench in the second place because you ate pass there.
The whole idea of inviting them for the Sheva Baraka is they're going to be participating in the...
They have to make a minion, so. Saying, but we want them to be there for the benching. So they were saying that even that you shouldn't do it unless you had intent. But intent allows you to say you're starting your meal in place A and you're finishing your meal in place B. Finishing your meal means you're eating the meal there. Okay. You shouldn't be arguing. They were saying, so the chachila, you shouldn't do this unless you have intent. Well, Ramon didn't mention intent. The Mishra has a point of intent. You should not be arguing without benching first. Mim karmai. Okay, now, so why not? My pasha, you're going to go back inside. Yeah, but you're afraid you're going to forget. Zakti Mishabura, Lamadal, Basep, Tosis, Rosh Masha, then Lahakra, Bazerak, Kashir Tamanas, Lahaflig, Dosashin, Lanab, Kashir Tamanas, Lachsa, Lautimut. If you're just planning to step out for a moment, that's not what we're talking about, that you shouldn't do. You must bench before you step out. A guy, you know, neighbor says, you know, I just, you know, just need you to sign something for me. Please, just step out for a second. You know, that's what we're talking about. I'm talking about the person planning to step out to have a conversation. Afraid he's going to get involved in the conversation. The next thing he knows, he forgot the bench. He shouldn't step out below bracha. Okay. Vayim chadushim kiveger masha kosa bezet. Vayim bir alocha. Shechranu l'dinah. So the bir locha, also a long bir locha over here, where he came to the final hakra, the final decision. He said the following: Daf the lechadchila b'vali nochem l'inyan kramba shalot says b'dar rishus. You should not step out for dar rishus unless you bench. That would be the best thing to do. Kamochem kishayotze ein l'davorach imitziyosu hu amanas lach so l'gimishadosa. However, that which Rambam says, when you do step out, you should bench first. Maybe it's a bracha shenet zricha. Because the pas maintains the meal, in our opinion, to say that since you just plan to step out for a little bit, we're not worried about this possibility, and you may actually step out and come back, continue the meal, and then bench once. So now I have a problem. He says you shouldn't step out, but if you do step out, you should not bench before you go. Because you're saying, "Ain't the work even tiyosu amanas lach zervelik mesudas." If you're stepping out with the intent to come back and finish the meal, you should not bench. The choshev kamin bemsan suda. And now you're getting involved in. According to the Rama, you're benching an extra time, unnecessarily. According to the other opinions, therefore, don't do that. Rak imhum esharish efshel chiaflik harbe. If he estimates that this might be a long conversation, where then there is the concern you might forget.
Yeah, Rabbi. Thank you.
Okay. Then then in that situation, you should bench first before you step out. The Cheshina Lamavog, Avili Moy Ocho Pasel, the Paris, the Shardavar, Mashim, become a credit, the Nachal, the Zerl, the Kilos, and the Bekama, Ashi, Baruch, Baruch, Akrona. This halach is true, not only by bread, which bread requires a brach in its place. So it's okay, bread, I'm supposed to bench here. I'm stepping out, I'm afraid I'm going to get involved and forget, so I should bench before I go. Paris, I can bench there, I can send a brach there. No. Even that, the Chachila, don't rely on that. Let's say it here. Fine. Gimel. Yesh Mishoimer. Sif Gimel. Yesh Mishoimer, Shem Hoya began. Ritzalechel Paris, call Elan ve Elan. You're in this large orchard. You plan your original tent. We said before, for one side of a tree, the other side of the tree is considered a shinamaku. It's not a fenced area. So there's nothing making one area. I start out the meal on the east side of the Taina tree. And then I decide I want to move to the west side of the Taina tree. It's a new place. If you can't see one from the other. Well, let's say the situation is the following. He's in a gan where he wrote Selechel Miperis Kol Ilan Ve'Ilan. His plan was to take, go around from tree to tree and take a little bit to eat. So some say, Kibbe Sheberach Al Ilan Echad, Enot Tzarech Lebarach Al Al-Kher. You do not need a new bracha from each tree. One bracha works for all of them. V'hu B'shah Sheberach, Ho Yadai To Lechel Moisim Al-Kherim, because you had intent to go from place to place. I mean, even that, of a Migan Legan, Tzarech Lebarach Afilu Heim Esimuchim, but to go from one orchard to another orchard, that would require a new bracha, even though they're near each other. And even though he had intent. Okay. Again, this is the issue over here is Shini Malkum. So we're saying there's going to be two madrigas of Shini Malkum over here. We said before, one side of the tree, the other side of the tree is called Shini Malkum. Now we're saying, well, not really. It's not as bad as Shini Malkum as one gan to another gan. So the intent will work from tree to tree within one gan, but not from one gan to another. So he brings as a yesh misha armor, means it's only one. It doesn't mean anybody argues on it, but since it's only found in one rishon, so he brings it as such. So the mishabur lama is zayin in the circle of work. I feel in roya sheilodes mafsekim. You can't see you're going to go from tree to tree and not see from one to the other. So you're going blueberry picking, right? You're going apple picking, these type of things you do the events, and as you're picking, you're eating some. So you plan to go from tree to tree and eat. So even though I move to as I go along, I'm not seeing the original place where I made my bracha. It's okay. It's not the same as the case we just had before. Moving one side of the tree to the other side of the tree, which needs a new bracha. So one answer he says is over here there was a fence around it. And that's the Magen Avraham's approach. But Yesh Mi'akran and Shapir Shadamar Bein Mukha Machitzis. No, this is Mutter even without Mukha Machitzis. So, 1 second, so that's the same thing as the case of the tree. Which I said before, one side of the tree, the other side of the tree is the Shinui. But Tama Hetu Bezeh, whom Yishum, the Shoyedai Til Zel Chachil Mitchila. But over here is different because that was your original intent. Because you cost the Abba Hagohad, the Daitu Mahani, after Cheddar the Cheddar. So the same way das works from one room to another room, das will work from one tree to another tree, even though you cannot see the original room, and even though you cannot see the original tree. The case of the Taina tree, which we had before, you're moving from one side of the tree to the other side of the tree, if that was your intent, it's fine. Because the makarba yeshem yesh mishoimer shem the endin ze borod lehani zaito bein mechitzus who rakshit is arrived, and so the Gra learns like this. And that's why the makarba says yesh mishoimer, because there's all that's not clear that that's true. But according to the first pshat, the Magen Avraham, nobody argues on this. But the mukha mechitzus, like, why should anybody argue on it? Therefore, the Gra understands that the case where it was not mukha mechitzus, and that we're being makel based on original intent, and that's the chiddush of this sif. Okay. This is only true if you had intent. Who b'shah? Show you how you daita. Kamar l'cheder 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 l'alma. You didn't dafka daita. Because he said before, from one room to another room, there's only mutter with intent. Kanabas of Alabago. So that's Mishabur. But Chayot of Chalak, the test of Yishish, and Chalak opinions that Bein Mukha Mechitzes, Leinu Mukha Mechitzes. He comes up with a somewhere of a middle pshara. He said like this. The Mukha Mechitzes, Lobinu Daitim of Farish. If it's Mukha Mechitzes, even though one tree to the tree is like a room to room, but the Mukha Mechitzes will allow you to say, even though you didn't have an expressed intent, that's good enough. Philip is Thumber, Mina Daitim, Kol Alonis. The fact that it's all Mukha Mechitzes, Mistama, you're looking at this as one unit, so you plan to go from place to place. That's probably what you intended. But if you said a fairish, not like that. No, I only want to eat from this tree. And then you change your mind, so that's the then you haven't seen in a brocha. Let's circle the world. But if it's not Mukha Mechitzes, it's not one place. You have to make it into one place, you have to have intent. So that's how the Chayyot makes this pshar. Comes the, but from one gan to another gan, even when you had intent, it doesn't work. Filu, it doesn't work. It's a shinimakim, and therefore the das doesn't help. I feel in a gan mukha mechitzes. If there's no mechitzes, so what makes one gan to another gan? There's no fences around it. So why does this gan end here and that gan end there? Start there. Clearly, there's no hekif. There's no fence around it. But if they're being used and functioning as two separate ganim, so they are. They're separate. I feel roya kamarishan gam kenim oil. Fine. Misha brachal pri lechol kan. Well, I ochol mimeno b'shina makam. You made a bracha in place A. You didn't buy anything yet, and you moved. Because of your rabbi b'shem brachos, if Ram deino yotzei b'brachos, you lose your bracha. Fima shaksav the lebasiv beis b'bir locha who davka b'bayis b'bayis b'mechen l'chen loy. If you move from outside of the house, if you're within the house in one room to another room, you shouldn't do it. But if you did it, it works. The person makes a bracha on an apple in the kitchen and walks into the dining room, that would not be a problem. Because the chayyadim, the feel oichas are prima yadim hellech loichol yeshvish m'shem shini makim. Furthermore, you're holding the apple. You made a bracha in the kitchen and you're eating. And then you, as you're walking with the apple, you're walking down to the downstairs, eating the apple. I don't care. You change place. So we hold mechad lechad is not a problem. You walk outside eating the apple. Mamas, you're chewing the apple as you walk outside. So I'm clearly, it's all one echila. No. If you have to become a rishon, shekava atzim lecho lecheder acher, or you die to mechila zeh, chob psicha, psisa, psisa, hu davar acher. Each piece, each bite is a new thing. Pima shekseb da leyel, yesh chazor bezeh rech lechila, but the yevet in lachshar v'le vorech, mechal shini mechal lecheder lecheder. Mechal lecheder, but the yevet, you're not going to make a new bracha. You walk outside, you would. And that's in that type of scenario. Even though you're eating mamish, you'd have to stop, you have to stop. And make a new bracha. Okay, it's all this here.